This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. Hour 2, G-Bag Nation 105.3. The Fan, hope you're having a fantastic day. Had the Jerry Jones press conference. Well, really the State of the Cowboys address back there in the 1 o'clock hour. And a lot was said. We'll review some of that coming up with you at 3:20 when we hit the C-note every afternoon. Cowboys news of the evening here in the G-Bag Nation. And, I mean, he was on one. I don't know if I've seen Jerry that ornery or fired up or whatever you want to call it since the glory hole years, like 12, 13 years back. Congrats to Jerry. I think for stoking the fire. It was definitely mission accomplished for him. Micah Parsons is there. Okay. But there's updates on a bunch of different players and we'll get those here coming up at 3:20. John Hollinger has a piece up in The Athletic. Regarding LeBron and the Mavs, he was at Summer League in Vegas and doing the insider thing and basically emptied his notebook there in the Athletic New York Times. So a little bit of LeBron Mavs content for you. John Hollinger writes, in particular, the whispers about having eyes for Dallas, a place where he could have teamed up with former teammates Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and young phenom Cooper Flagg before opting into his deal were hard to ignore. Obviously, James wasn't willing to leave $52 million on the table to take a non-taxpayer MLE or something similar from the Mavs or another team. A buyout seems similarly unlikely. Additionally, the tax aprons on both sides will make any in-season transaction with a contender-class team very challenging. Okay, so that's the latest. Basically, as Tim Cato told us last week, LeBron still is one of, if not the most powerful man in the NBA. So this would require him almost deciding that he wants to leave, and that's a pretty significant leap from where we are right now. So I think best case scenario, if you want to dream about LeBron with the Mavs, is that he continues to play this year as he did last year, and he'll want to continue his career beyond this upcoming season. I don't know. I was trying to put myself in his shoes. $52 million for a year with the Lakers or like $14 million with the Mavs or another contender. I guess it's easy to say, what's another $40 million if you're already sitting on $1 billion for LeBron, but $40 million is a massive amount of money.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're still just blown away at even the idea of a guy like Trayvon Diggs just voluntarily punting on $500,000. It doesn't happen, even with the high-level guys. If anyone in the league could take that level of pay cut to go win right now, it's LeBron James, who's not going to even really notice the difference. But I think there's some level of just principle involved with that. And there's an ego factor too. Like I am LeBron James, bro. Like yeah. I'm going to make my 50 mil.
Yeah. You're making hundreds of millions of dollars off me throughout my career. I want to get as much as I can on my side of it.
Yeah. So I get it.
I'm not going to make the mid-level exception. I mean, he makes $85 million is the estimate on endorsements per year. So he's making a ton of money. I mean, look, $52 million. I understand anyone saying I'm not losing out on that, but if you really did want to try and put yourself in the best position to win, if you don't feel that that's LA. I mean, if anybody could say, hey, I could take that loss, it would be LeBron, considering he's got so many great endorsements.
Did it feel like the Cowboys were maybe a little adversarial towards Diggs with their comments again today?
A little?
Yeah, maybe a lot.
A lot?
Oh, for sure. Now, I mean, at least they lumped in, to some extent, Terrence Steele.
Yes.
But yes, like they clearly want a lot more out of Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah.
And it's totally fair. Credit to their self-awareness of, like, they are admitting, like, that was not a good decision.
No. And then the injuries have just compounded it. It's been one of the saddest stories of the last couple of years with the Cowboys, just that Diggs cannot be healthy. Because when he was healthy, even though his coverage was average and his tackling was well below average, they were dangerous when he was at the top of his game and, you know, could change any game at the drop of a hat. And now, like, to go through the ACL, then the microfracture, I wouldn't be surprised if he's already played his last game with the Cowboys, just because how difficult it's going to be to come back from that after an ACL. We'll have more Cowboys, though, coming up here in about 15 minutes. How about an MLB trade deadline preview? If you were feeling confident on Friday, you're even more confident today, aren't you, that these Rangers are not going to be sellers? We go to ESPN, and they have their trade deadline candidates, the top 50 most likely trade deadline candidates in Major League Baseball this year. Rangers are on the list. There's only a couple of them, though, and they're not very highly ranked at all. You know, when it comes to how likely they are to be moved, Adolis Garcia, 28th on the list, saying there's a coin flip chance maybe that he gets traded right now. I would be shocked. I mean, you need him. Right. So I think moving Adolis Garcia would be kind of waving the white flag. I would say it's got to be closer to 5%, not 50% Adolis gets traded between now and the end of the month. What do you guys think?
Ooh, you know, if they keep winning, I don't think they're going to trade Dolly unless it's just specifically for the space to then be able to make a move to buy.
To bring in another bat to replace him.
Or a reliever. Maybe they feel like they've got somebody else that they could slide in and play. Like, maybe it's Osuna. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, if you still believe in this team, you probably need Adolis Garcia here and him performing well. So I don't know if it makes a ton of sense to move him if you're also going to be buyers. Like, if you're going to sell him, then it means, like, we don't really believe that this team is going to be able to do it this year.
It really felt like about 50% before the Padres series, you know? Yes. And then they proceeded to, over the final 10 games.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before the All-Star break, just play some great baseball and score. And now, you know, assuming Evaldi stays healthy, I don't think there's a very compelling case that they're going to be changing their mind here over the next week or so with a series against the A's getting underway tonight, 6:30 pregame. Chris Martin is also on the list at 38th, and he had a leg situation last night, so we'll have to get an update from CY and Sands on that coming up 4:20 and 4:40 there, your Rangers back-to-back interviews.
If anyone wants Chris Martin, go for it.
You're willing to move on?
I think that body might be breaking down.
I mean, 38 years old.
It's like every time he goes out there, something's getting messed up.
I'd be okay with that.
Is it a decent chunk of change if you can?
I feel like he was on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it definitely would free up a good chunk, yeah. I mean, they're like so close right now to that luxury tax threshold to where I think anything is going to help.
Yeah, it was a one-year, $5.5 million contract that he signed.
So, yeah, I do feel like Chris Martin has had some good innings, and I don't want to move on from him lightly just because of their need for quality arms. And, you know, you don't have to be elite to be of use, I think, right now for this Rangers bullpen. And they're kind of keeping it together with matchups and Bochy managing it the way that he does. You know, I would be interested to see what extra dominoes would have to fall, but I don't see either of those things happening. Like, if you ask me to rank right now between selling anything, standing pat, and buying, I would say the Rangers are going to buy at least a bullpen arm. Standing pat is the second most likely, and selling is a distant third right now. I just don't think Bochy, CY, and the veterans they have on this team justifies it, and I don't think they'd want to be around on a team like that.
No. They're going to look for any reason to avoid selling and punting on the season. And at this point, they don't really have a reason to because, things are going in the right direction. If things bottom out totally between now and the deadline, then you go ahead and make your call. But otherwise, I'm with you 100%. I could see them standing pat, wishing they could buy, but financially just maybe not being able to.
Let me ask you this, guys. So as we turn to the top 10 here of the likely trade candidates, the good news here, 4 of the top 10 players available at this deadline, bullpen arms. Would you be willing to put even your top prospect on the table for a bullpen arm under a couple of years of organizational control right now? Are you considering Walcott to get like a hammer arm?
Yeah. I love Sebastian Walcott. I think that he's going to be a really good player, but it is so much of an unknown. It's easy to fall in love with a prospect who is absolutely tearing it up in, you know, double A. And hopefully, you know, he continues the progression here. But yeah, if it's under multiple years of control and it's a worthy player, I certainly would be open-minded to that because we've seen so many prospects that we go ahead and put all of our hope in. And they just don't inevitably develop. And quite frankly, I think if the player were there that the Rangers found value in, they would be willing to do that.
Yeah, you know, and too often the prospects become just pretty good big leaguers. It's like, hey, that's a hit. You know, we got a number 4 starter. That's hard to do from a prospect list. But, like, you can go find that in free agency or the trade market, right? So what is the actual chance that a player of Sebastian Walcott's ilk ends up becoming a guy that's going to drive you to championships? It's beyond 1 in 1,000.
Maybe I'm just a little emotional in our connection that we had with him in the clubhouse, Walchuk.
He's a hell of a guy.
Training,
yeah.
You know, to feel like letting him go would hurt. And if this was a team that was clearly like leading the division and like obviously one of the real no-brainer contenders in the sport, I would play along with it. But that would be tough, man.
Yeah.
It'd be tough to trade that guy.
If they could have just got it turned around May 1st instead of June 15th or whatever it ended up being, there might be a compelling case to be made for that. Anyway, the top player, the Rangers are mentioned as a fit for, right? Because ESPN gives you the most likely trade candidates and then who the fits are. And the Rangers are about one of 6 or 7 teams for Yoan Duran, the Twins reliever. One of the best relievers in the sport, nasty stuff, fastball that averages 100.2, and he throws a splinker that sits 97.5.
You splink and you
splitter
miss it.
Sinker.
He has 2 more years of team control after this season.
A wobbly ball.
yeah.
The movement on that.
It sounds hellacious to try to hit, but he would demand a big trade package, so that's why I wanted to ask you about Sebastian Walcott. If Brian was here, of course, he'd be texting his GM buddy, and we'll have him follow up on this later on this week. Could you get Yoan Duran for Sebastian Walcott? Would that be an overpay? Would it be an underpay? Emmanuel Clase A, still with Cleveland, nearly unhittable last season. The bad news is he's not been as good this year. The good news is maybe he's more available. Had issues more with walks, gotten fewer ground balls while allowing more damage on his cutter that does average 99 miles an hour, in part due to more center cut locations. He's under contract for less than $30 million through 2028, which would bring a big return to Cleveland.
He's started to get it going. His last 13 outings, he's allowed only 1 earned run and looked more like the guy that he was last year.
I mean, could you say they're a reliever away?
You could.
A ninth inning guy? Looked like it the last 10 days.
If the offense continues to have turned a corner, which it does appear that they have, then yes. I mean, this team, with the starting pitching that they've got, you look at them in a postseason series, they absolutely have the capability to go on a run like they did 2 years ago and win a championship, in which case everything is worth doing. but you're going to have to, you absolutely are going to have to feature a package of Sebastian Wolcott to get him on Emmanuel Clase. Like, you're competing with the Dodgers, you're competing with the Red Sox, the Yankees. Like, every team is looking to try and get the best bullpen help they can here at the deadline. If you want one of those guys, you're probably going to have to overpay.
Very important context. You talked about that last week, how it's going to become a bidding war. Guardians have another reliever, Cade Smith, arguably the best reliever in baseball since the beginning of 24. 13 strikeouts per nine. The Guardians, one of the few teams out there that is clearly a seller. He could be the solution to many teams' late-inning woes with four more years of control. He would also be a prohibitively expensive trade target for most teams, making a deal difficult to come by. So they don't think trade possibility is likely. But if I'm CY, I'm hammering Cleveland every day trying to see if there's any way we could get that done. I mean, I think you have to consider Leiter and Rocker as trade chips as well. Do you not? I mean, the Rocker had a hell of a start Saturday.
Leiter's really good.
Had some good runs. Leiter's ERA going tonight sitting just under 4-4 now.
I'd rather trade one of those guys than Wolcott.
There you go. And then the fourth guy on this list that makes sense for the Rangers is the 10th ranked player available at the deadline, Griffin Jacks, also in Minnesota. 3.92 ERA. So if you Google him up, you'll be like, wow, I wouldn't want that. But his advanced metrics, the predictive analytics and stuff like that, like you get into XFIP and all kinds of these cool little analytics, dominant. Let's say his stuff's dominant. He's just been one of the most unlucky pitchers in baseball this year. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. There's a look at the relievers. I have some outfielders as well. There's first baseman to look at, which is an interesting situation because I don't really want to, you know, go with the idea of heading into September and October with the current first baseman situation. Is Jock Peterson going to come back and mash? We got to hope
that Jock does. I definitely had that as part of the notes to ask CY about where is Jock right now. But I think a DH would be something to discuss.
But Cowboys are in the air, no doubt, here. And on your home of the Cowboys, we're fired about them. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Jaden Blue was the big story Friday, and by the time we got to the weekend, it was clear that this wasn't just about being lazy. It really took on a tone of how coachable is the guy. I guess my thought is, after reviewing the story over the weekend, doing a podcast about it, how about WoW, by the way, if you want to sub, you got an absolute dog in this guy. And a lot of the stuff that I heard from him, like going back to high school and college, there's some good leadership stuff in there. Somebody told me he led high school workouts during COVID. Like, the dude, you know, is maybe complicated. Maybe he's not the most coachable. But damn it, just I kept watching his highlights and I'm like, I don't see an ounce of laziness in the way that he runs the ball. I see a shifty, fast guy who at 205 pounds is willing to put his face mask in the chest of a 260-pound defender 10 times out of 10, you know? So I hope that this story evolves well over the next 3 weeks in Oxnard. I hope we get a chance to talk to him, you know,
yeah,
and maybe get a better understanding of everything going on.
If anything, this probably fired him up, and he's going to be looking like the hardest worker on the team.
Seemed like it from his social media post on Friday.
Yeah, he's taking it personal.
Yeah.
I like that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.